The Republicans go for James Garfield, Boatman Jim, he was called. He's from this Western Reserve area of Ohio that we've talked about before, a very Republican-oriented part of the state. Garfield was a reformer, so he was part of the half-breed movement. But as today, you need to balance the party, or excuse me, balance the ticket. So a man named Chester A. Arthur, who was a half-breed, was chosen to be his vice president. Arthur was part, from New York, often considered to have been, had some shady connections with organized politics in that part of the country. As you can see, the election here on the state level pretty much entirely split on north-south lines. We do have New Jersey, which was an important swing state in that period, going for the Democrats, but otherwise, we also have California going for the Democrats, which was unusual in those days. So it's actually a very close election. Actually, the electors were split to some extent, but we really see this north-south division at the time. But again, very close popular vote, 48.3%, 48.2%. So just these knife-edge elections has characterized this period. What happened to Garfield? He was in office not very long and was assassinated, was shot by a frustrated office seeker, which brought up the issue of corruption.